Moving on, if we can, members, to the next paper, and I have to declare interest and responsibility. This stemmed, if you remember, this paper stems from a brief discussion we had at the last meeting of the Commission when I suggested that in terms of the way forward, we should try and map out our objectives and targets and indeed set ourselves some performance measurements. In that I know from my various discussions with various groups and members of the community that obviously there is a high expectation and we need to set out our stall, if you like, in a clear and transparent way. But we obviously need to do it in a realistic way as well. We need to manage expectations as we try and take all these initiatives forward. Let me stress, this is a discussion paper. It very much is intended a discussion paper. What I've done, in my way, if you like, I've jotted down under three what I see as I would see as the main objectives and targets for the first 3 years of the work of the Commission. Hopefully now, we're now 4 or 5 months into operation, people should be getting a feel, I hope, for what our issues and challenges are. I think we need a strategic framework. I think we do need to come up with a comprehensive master plan. I think having come up with a master plan, we need to identify how we're going to deliver it. And we need to, back to what Mrs. Lamb and others have been saying, we need to set priorities. There's no way we can do it all within our 3 years, and we need to establish what those priorities are. We need, obviously, to reinforce recognition of the harbour planning principles. We have this remit, as you know, to develop public-private collaboration models, and I think we need to be seen to deliver 3 or 4 of those within our 3 years, I would suggest. We already, I think, are establishing good working relationships with all the government departments. Departments are coming to us early in the process, so that's very positive. Peter, this is as much for you as for the Commission. How do we work on improved guidelines and do in the longer run suggest standards for the design of various elements along the waterfront? Accessibility, a key issue, and particularly temporary accessibility, because reality is that over the duration of this commission, most of the waterfront is going to be a construction site. So how do we get people at least to the water in a limited fashion in the short term? Public engagement. We've obviously got HEC set some very good examples, and we need to build on that. And then this issue of diversity on the waterfront and thinking about land-water interface. How do we handle that? Do we need another group which looks at land-water interface? How do we look at the recreational and the commercial aspects of our harbour as well as what happens on the land? So that, if you like, is just the list that I've identified of issues and areas that I think we should try and achieve during the life of the Commission. But I'm sure members have other views and thoughts. What do people feel just as a in terms of the general principle, if you like, that we need to have a work plan, we need to have some priorities, we need to have a clear direction? I mean, I would have thought that goes without saying, but interested to have people's thoughts, please. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I mean, looking at the, I think most of us will agree that it's a good idea to have a master plan, meaning that we're going to have like a structure approach to our activities in the next 3 years. Yeah, but looking at the activities that have been undertaken by the task force, it seems that at the moment the commission is reactive rather than proactive. Basically, we're reacting all these like situations and events that are happening. And when we say that we're going to produce a master plan, then there are several questions. One is, who's going to produce a master plan? And if you're going to produce a master plan, it also means that the nature of the commission is going to change from one of reactive to one of proactive, coming with some kind of overall guidance for actions relating to harbor and the area next to the harbour front. And then the question is, what authority will be given to this master plan vis-a-vis the other plans produced by the planning department? I mean, I think so the idea is a good one, but it raises a lot of questions that have to be addressed now. Yeah, otherwise it's the raise like false expectations on the part of the commission members.
I mean, just to remind you, our remit is to be proactive, not reactive. So we are being we are actually responding to our remit. The commission's remit is to be proactive. Yeah. Clement, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, I stuck my hand up quickly because I very much wanted to raise a point on similar lines, apologies that I'm, you know, have not been as involved as others in the whole planning process in the past, and I'm not aware of to what extent there are master plans in place already and so on. But it seems to me from what I've seen so far that we've got, you know, the working groups, and of course it's important for them to understand the constraints of each area, what can be done, what can't be done, what are the issues along the waterfront, and all of that. But, you know, when I saw Comprehensive Master Plan, which I very much agree with, I was sort of hoping that there might also be some top-down conceptualizing, if I can call it that, that rather than you have working groups who are looking at specific areas and do the proposals that can get consolidated, because then you might end up with similar proposals in different places, that perhaps this commission might be given a bit of free rein to, you know, just be a bit more creative and imaginative and look at the harbour overall and think, what are some maybe even more unusual ideas that one can think of in relation to that? And I guess my question then came back to the same, that if this commission accepts some degree of proactive top-down approach, then who does it? You know, do we appoint consultants at this level or a working group or whatever it might be? But, you know, from a personal point of view, I think that would be a very exciting thing for the commission to consider, whether it can be, if you like, leading in conceptualizing to some extent. And that ties in a little bit with what I said earlier about maybe themes or areas of special interest being designated in different places. You know, I would love to see maybe, I don't know, a little harbor somewhere with some historic ships, you know, whatever it might be, but maybe something like that. It seems to me that it is a challenge to think of innovative ideas for the harbour front. I mean, we've heard of bicycle tracks many times already in our visits and so on, and alfresco restaurants, but I think we've been perhaps struggling to get beyond those into more, you know, maybe more innovative ideas. So, yeah.
Good points. Thank you. Please, Becky.
Mr. Chairman, I also have, you know, like when I first kind of see that you're proposing this comprehensive master plan, I just wonder, can you kind of maybe, I think this other members may also have similar questions as to what in your mind is this master plan? Is it in relation to land use or is it in relation to what? So what is this concept of the master plan? And that would have a lot of implications on how we proceed. Can you share with us first?
Well, at this stage I saw it as conceptual. And I saw it primarily linked to land use, and land use and land allocation, yes. Because I think that's the starting point, if you like, and making sure we have the meld of mixes, the meld of different things that Clement's suggesting, that you need to look at it from a conceptual land use perspective. And then obviously you hone down from there into detail, I would have thought anyway. But I'm in a way I'm feeling my way just as you are, but I just think we have to take holistic responsibility, if you like, for the waterfront. And echoing what Clement was saying, you know, I think we have to be, you know, whilst the task forces are beavering away on detail, if you like, I think someone has to conceptualise at the big picture level and to produce this top down guide, steer, if you like, in terms of the overall outcome that we would like to see. Maggie?
Could I just ask, do you see this more as you say, a conceptual written plan, or do you see it as an actual plan, a design plan? Because conceptuals, obviously, you quite often have to have a context and a text of what you're trying to bring into something before you can draw it up and actually plan it.
I suspect you've got to write first, and then you've got to turn that into something visual. Please, sorry, Vincent. Sorry. Yep.
Chairman, I think our discussion is also getting conceptual.
Touché.
We have been asking the same question for the past several years, and I understand that, well, there are actually plans around the harbourfront. I think because members are coming at different times, so information in the mind of different members could be a little bit different. So that's why I think a more practical way is to ask the planning department to actually let us know the overall view. And because the Harbor Plan Review Subcommittee has been spending years in actually talking about the same thing over and over again, and I must say that there are actually work done on this area, and there is a big master plan for the harbor which probably was done in 2003, and subsequently after the setting up of the Harbour Fund Enhancement Committee, there are actually several district studies, like Hong Kong, like of course Kai Tak is one of them, and Central and Wan Chai, and currently doing Hong Kong East, right? So there are actually district studies doing that. The issue is, it's all part of the bigger piece of the jigsaw puzzle. So people are asking, What is the big picture like? And I understand this is a very difficult task because the harbor is really big. And once you look at the big picture, you lose all the details. And then once you focus into the details, you are asking where the big picture is. And it's actually a back and forth process that we have undergone. And I think the best way is to ask the planning department to brief us, and then so that the members can discuss on that, whether on a conceptual level or on a detail level. Mm-hmm. I think with adequate information, I think members can put their foot on and walk further step. That's my comment, and it's always back and forth talking about concept, dreaming, and finally we talk about getting things done. When you know, it's a wide spectrum of work for the harbor front. So starting with briefing member with the overall harbor plan from the planning department, I think could be helpful to depart. Thank you, Chairman.
Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly, sorry, within my concept, obviously, it would embrace all existing work. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Jim, do you want to just respond?
Just briefly respond to what Vincent has said. We are not starting from a clean slate. So things are happening all the time. We have outline zoning plans showing the broad land uses around the harbour area. So that is something we have already have. And Vincent has rightly pointed out that we have done a number of studies under the guidance of the HEC and currently the Harbourfront Commission, areas within the harbour, how we're going to use it, and we work very closely together. So what I suggest to do is perhaps for planning department to submit a paper on the sort of the past work, just to refresh memory of old members and maybe introduction to new members, and look and just plug in all those confirmed proposals that's gone through the process, so that people have an overview of the thing. We certainly don't want to have the same thing all the time along the waterfront. So we may have waterfront promenades. They can be designed differently. They can have different themes. And these sort of things that the town planning board will not normally concern itself with. It's very design details. Perhaps that's the role that the Harbourfront Commission can play usefully.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Certainly, as a new member, I think I would very much welcome such a briefing because I just feel I don't have enough knowledge of what has been done already and the areas that perhaps already have been designated. But I think hopefully within that there will also be the potential for new ideas, maybe something more exciting, more creative to come up as well. I think perhaps we should be asking ourselves, well, how can we maybe do something that's different and new that hasn't been done in other places before? I know it's very difficult. It's easier said than done. But perhaps we can challenge ourselves with that question in that process too.
Okay. Please.
Yeah. Well, I take all Vincent's points, actually, and Clement's too. I think to take your last point, Clement, I would say the one thing I disagree with is that it's difficult. I don't think it is, actually. I think we need new ideas, and I've said this before, but I do think, you know, taking your various points, you know, the process of master planning sounds very simplistic. But in fact, in Hong Kong, it's not simplistic. It takes a long time. Island East, as Jacinta will tell you, has probably gone on for about 2 years, and we still haven't finished that job yet. And it's been through a lot of sort of iterations, really, and three sets of public consultations and so on and so forth. So if we take the process alone, just getting to the point where you've got an acceptable master plan for everybody is a very long process. I do think we need good design ideas. We see them elsewhere. We send people around Asia, around the world, looking at good designs for waterfronts. And the fact is, we don't have them in Hong Kong. So, you know, I suppose what I'm saying is really that, you know, we don't want to move in circles. You can't just jump into a concept or jump into an urban design or jump into a master plan for the entire harbour. I take Jimmy's point. There are a lot of things that are being developed. They're being committed. My fear is that from the reporting back to the Commission, we're seeing the same old thing almost every time. And the reasons for that are obvious, that, you know, the way we do things in Hong Kong is very nearly paralyzed in terms of new ideas by both the mechanisms that we're actually using that are set in stone, but also the sort of general idea that we can impose a lot of constraints like the protection of the harbour ordinance and so on and so forth and simply work around them. Well, we know we can't do that, not sensibly. I do think we need this sort of intervention to come in, really, that whilst we're looking at what's actually happening, the schemes that are on the drawing board, we need to be interjecting design ideas, and we're not short of them, but whether it takes consultant appointments or simply us putting our heads together or one or two of us trying to make a presentation to the Commission of ideas that we've all come up with over the years, and we have masses of visualizations and where and how we can actually use these to best effect, then, you know, I think that is at least part and parcel of the problems. I mean, we can put those under guidelines or themes or whatever we want to call them, but I think it's important, because if we don't do that, we're actually missing all the good ideas and experience that we see and note and appreciate in other parts of the world, and that we don't see in Hong Kong.
Reid, I think you had a point, and then I think Mrs. Lam might like to make a comment. Thank you. Please.
Yeah, I'd like to make sure that the task of formulating the master plan and the task of producing the signage be coordinated. I mean, otherwise, we're going to put in the cart before the horse, so to speak. Yeah, because what we have just learned is that we don't really have a master plan for the entire harbor area. We have piecemeal plans. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that Jimmy has reminded us that there have been plans produced in the past, but we remember that we know that, for example, for Kai Tak, the plan has been changed at least like two or three times in the last 10 years in reaction to like public input into the process. So we don't really have like overall final master plan, so to speak, for the entire harbor area. So we need to have that. And then so that we can follow up with Clement's idea of a theme-based signage scheme. But that theme-based signage scheme has to rely on a good overall master plan for the harbor. I mean, otherwise, we're going to have this signage scheme put into place without knowing where the themes are, because the themes are not clearly identified through a master plan process. So these two tasks would have to be well coordinated, meaning we would have to go through a master planning exercise to identify the major themes around the harbor area so that the signage scheme could be put into practice successfully. Yeah.
Okay. Gary, did you want to say something?
Let me first say that I would welcome new, innovative, or even bold ideas for taking forward some of our work in enhancing the harbourfront. I too have a feeling that things become very stale in Hong Kong lately, for various reasons. Not necessarily because of a bureaucracy, there could be all other sorts of reasons that stifles new ideas. But I would be a bit hesitant for this term, this another 2.5 years of the Harbourfront Commission, to devote time and attention to more plans, more guidelines, more models. I thought much of it has been done by the HEC in its 6 years of existence. So I apologize if we have not briefed all the new members adequately on the things that we have done. For example, the action areas, as Vincent has pointed out, are very meticulous and very thorough and very detailed. And it has already incorporated some land use possibilities. Some we already have some ideas, like the Hong Hum. We have a lot of ideas on Hong Hum, but you can't really put those into practice because a large chunk of the site, the harbourfront site in Hong Hum, is going to be taken up by the Sha Tin Central Link. And there's an international mail centre, and there's a freight yard of the MTR, this train. But we all have plans. In fact, I've been discussing MTR, that sooner or later they have to give it up. But so I don't want us to revisit all these sort of things, because even if you could draw up a master plan, it would still be the same thing that has a short, medium, long-term time frame. I hope very much that this term of Harbourfront Commission, now that we are into the second half of the first year, is more action-oriented. Unless and until you have a suitable site and manage to find a suitable model and a suitable agent, there's no way we can test out innovative ideas or designs. Okay, I know Peter's point about we don't have the right design that we have seen elsewhere in other cities' harbourfront, because we have not up till now been able to identify a good enough site and a good model or a good implementation agent to do that. If we still go through the conventional route of a CDD coming in to do some works with Architectural Services Department and then LCSD managing, then we will end up with the same outcome. Okay? So I really want new ideas, but we need to be more specific in identifying the candidates for testing out those new ideas, and time is really running out. So I would suggest that perhaps since we have an earlier decision made that we should redistribute the action areas according to the three task force, that perhaps in that context, planning department will come in to brief members on the land use and so on and so on. And with members inside, then I hope that you could help us to identify some of the priority areas which within a reasonable time frame that we could take forward within the administration in accordance with the vision. I don't think the adoption of the vision remains an issue, because the chief executive has used more or less this wording. I make sure he used this wording in his various statements. There is again no issue with the commitment, because the chief secretary has given us this mandate to bring together various bureaus and departments. And if we fail to do that, for example, if we fail to convince a department to relocate a temporary use which has taken up the harbourfront, then I'll go to the CS to ask him to give me a ruling that you have to move, because we need to take back that waterfront for testing out a good design or a good model to create the harbourfront for public enjoyment. Then we already have all those instruments with us. So what we need is, I hope, more site-specific candidates for us to test out some of the bold and innovative ideas. Rather than doing more guidelines and master planning and models, because I'm concerned that all these things will not be very visible to members of the public. And as the chairman has rightly pointed out, the public has certain expectation for the Harbourfront Commission in this term of his office. But of course, there is one single area which I think HEC has not touched upon, which I noticed that some members of Harbourfront Commission are very keen to press ahead with my support, is really the marine uses. Yeah. In fact, I have been approached by a couple of private developers who have marine frontage, that they want a quick or an early idea from the government, whether this government wants this sort of thing.
And this government would like to have the view of this commission on whether we want that sort of thing for Hong Kong. And if we want, what are the guidelines and what are the models in order to create that water-related uses for Hong Kong. I don't think the HEC has spent enough time on this because of its other commitments. But this is one area which I think would already take up quite a lot of time if we go into marine uses. I'm pleased that Marine Department has kindly agreed to cooperate, Francis, to cooperate and help us, if need be, the setting up of another task force to look at the marine and water-related uses. So perhaps I thank the chairman for his ideas and inspiration. But the next thing is perhaps for the planning department together with us to go through the action areas, the land uses planning, and to note which are those things that you want us to bear in mind if we proceed to the next stage of land use planning. For example, Kennedy Town is another prominent area that we need to discuss. What should Kennedy Town be in terms of theme or in terms of this land use focus? But in other areas, I think I want to come up with a project that we can work on in the remainder of this term.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments, members? Please.
Mr. Chairman, to follow up on Mrs. Lam's speech, I think on that note, that point J in the paper should perhaps deserve further breaking down, because now it says that the present water-dependent related uses, etc., should be retained wherever appropriate, something like that. I think this commission should do a bit more than just retaining the existing things, but rather have a mission to try to encourage or identify new uses, etc.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Maggie?
Just to refer to something we've been doing as HBF, a marine study, which is land-water interface, and just to sort of make the note that we do have to look at what goes on the land in order to make some of the things on the water in and on the water actually happen. And I think where you need the sort of master planning bit is to make sure that if you do want things to happen on the water, there is provision in the land use on the land that allows that to continue and to happen, because we're finding that quite a lot of things can't, because certain things are set in stone, you can't move them, and therefore you do need to bear in mind both sides of it if we truly want a vibrant harbour as well as a vibrant harbour front.
Okay, thank you. Anything else anyone would like to raise? All right, well, this obviously is very much work in progress, and we need to dwell on what you've suggested, and particularly what Mrs. Lam has suggested. Would you be happy that I and Mrs. Lam, the chairs of the two task forces, sit down and help identify some priorities, help identify in particular these action areas, and then we can go both to task forces with proposals, and we can come to the Commission with an overall plan, if you like, which covers the work of all three task forces? People happy with that? All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.